The Book of Air and Shadows by Michael Gruber. About the book. A distinguished Shakespearean scholar found tortured to death. A lost manuscript and its secrets buried for centuries. An encrypted map that leads to incalculable wealth. The Washington Post called Michael Gruber's previous work a miracle of intelligent fiction and among the essential novels of recent years. Now comes his most intellectually provocative and compulsively readable novel yet. Tap, tapping the keys, and out come the words on this little screen, and who will read them, I hardly know. I could be dead by the time anyone actually gets to read them, as dead as, say, Tolstoy or Shakespeare. Does it matter when you read if the person who wrote still lives? These are the words of Jake Mishkin, whose seemingly innocent job as an intellectual property lawyer has put him at the center of a deadly conspiracy and a chase to find a priceless treasure involving William Shakespeare. As he awaits a killer, or killers, unknown, Jake writes an account of the events that led to this deadly endgame, a frantic chase that began when a fire in an antiquarian bookstore revealed the hiding place of letters containing a shocking secret concealed for 400 years. In a frantic race from New York to England and Switzerland, Jake finds himself matching wits with a shadowy figure who seems to anticipate his every move. What at first seems like a thrilling puzzle waiting to be deciphered soon turns into a dangerous game of cat and mouse where no one, not family, not friends, not lovers, is to be trusted. Moving between 21st century America and 17th century England, The Book of Air and Shadows is a modern thriller that brilliantly recreates William Shakespeare's life at the turn of the 17th century and combines an ingenious and intricately layered plot with a devastating portrait of a contemporary man on the brink of self-discovery or self-destruction. From Publishers Weekly, Starred Review. In this ingenious literary thriller from Gruber, The Witch's Boy, the lives of two men are changed forever by William Shakespeare and the letters of Richard Bracegirdle, a 16th century English spy and soldier. Jake Mishkin, a Manhattan intellectual property attorney and a bit of a rake, goes on the run from Russian gangsters. Albert Crosetti, an aspiring filmmaker working for an antiquarian bookstore, finds that life is more exciting than movies, perhaps too exciting. Together, Mishkin and Crosetti travel to England in search of a previously unknown Shakespeare manuscript mentioned by Bracegirdle. Though the pace sometimes slows to allow Mishkin, Crosetti, and Bracegirdle to divulge interesting aspects of their personal lives, these digressions only make the story more engaging. The suspense created around the double crosses and triple crosses works because of the close connection readers forge with Crosetti in particular. The mysterious murder of a Shakespearean scholar, shootouts in the streets of Queens, and an unlikely romance all combine to make for a gripping, satisfying read. Copyright Reed Business Information, a division of Reed Elsevier Incorporated, all rights reserved. From Bookmarks Magazine. With literary historical thrillers still piling up on bookstore shelves, Michael Gruber, Night of the Jaguar, 3.5 stars, July-August 2006, took a risk with The Book of Air and Shadows. While the novel will appeal to those who enjoyed The Da Vinci Code or The Rule of Four, critics agree that its lively dialogue, compellingly flawed characters, sense of humor, and intelligent exploration of religion and cryptology elevate it far above the genre's standard fare. Readers expecting car chases, kidnappings, globetrotting, sex, and murder won't be disappointed either. A few reviewers stumbled a bit over the excerpts of the Jacobean-style letters, but all agreed that the novel hits the ground running until disparate plot threads are brought together in a heart-stopping climax. Denver Post. About the author. Michael Gruber was born and raised in New York City and educated in its public schools. He went to Columbia, earning a BA in English literature. After college, he did editorial work at various small magazines in New York and then went back to school at City College and got the equivalent of a second BA in biology. After that, he went to the University of Miami and got a master's in marine biology. In 1968-69, he was in the U.S. Army as a medic. In 1973, he received his Ph.D. in marine sciences for a study of octopus behavior. Then he was chef at several Miami restaurants, a hippie traveling around in a bus, and a roadie for various rock groups. After this, he worked for the county manager of Metropolitan Dade County as an analyst, then as a director of planning for the County Department of Human Resources. He went to Washington, D.C. in 1977 and worked in the Carter White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. From there, he moved to the Environmental Protection Agency as a policy analyst and also as the speechwriter for the administrator. In 1986, he was promoted to the Senior Executive Service of the U.S., the highest level of the Federal Civil Service. In 1984, his cousin, Robert Tannenbaum, a successful trial lawyer, called him from his offices in Los Angeles, asking him to look at the first 100 pages of a book he had written at the request of the publishing house Franklin Watts, now part of Scholastic. He says, "I called him and I said, this is unsalvageable. It's not a novel. It has no characters, no plot, nothing." In return for half the advance, Gruber rewrote the novel. They renegotiated the contract and went into business. This arrangement continued for 15 books. Gruber said he created the characters and the novels based on stories Tannenbaum told him or transcripts of cases Tannenbaum had worked on. However, Gruber's credit was limited to a thank you on the acknowledgments page. Eventually, the relationship dissolved. Resolve, 2003, was the last Tannenbaum book Gruber wrote. In 1988, he left Washington, D.C. and settled in Seattle, where he worked as a speechwriter and environmental expert for the State Land Commissioner. He has been a full-time freelance writer since 1990, mostly on the Carp novels, but also doing nonfiction magazine pieces on biology. He started writing The Witch's Boy in 1996, but was unable to find a publisher. So he wrote a thriller for adults, Tropic of Night, 2003, set in Miami, Long Island, and West Africa, which tells the story of a series of ritualistic murders that sweep Miami. The book has strong supernatural elements, although Gruber points out there is no supernatural. It's all part of the universe, although the universe is queerer than we suppose. Two further thrillers starring Miami cop Jimmy Paz followed, Valley of Bones, 2005, and Night of the Jaguar, 2006. In 2005, he also published The Witch's Boy. In 2007, he published The Book of Aaron Shadows, a standalone thriller about a lost Shakespearean manuscript. He is married with three grown children and an extremely large dog.